This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Now there's a story from Robert Kiyosaki, and I'll just summarize it here. It's called the Pipeline Story, and he talks about there's a village needed water, and two of the villagers basically got the job of delivering the water. One of them started straight away and started hauling buckets back to the community, and he was generating revenue straight away. The other guy didn't get heard of for a few months, and in that process, he was getting together a board of directors. He was, setting up plans. He was, getting architects together to build the, to build the pipeline from the river to the community. And once that pipeline was built, he didn't have to haul the buckets because he invested the time in his future bank, which means he sacrificed some money for today to make it for the future. And that's what I think we've always got to be working. And I realize that sometimes you just got to focus on the, on the present bank, because it needs to be done. You need to bring in revenue, et cetera, et cetera. But you've also got to consistently be focusing on that future bank of revenue. So what encompasses a future bank? I mean, two things I believe encompass the future bank. One is marketing systems. So that's one. So creating those marketing systems. And number two is education. And they're probably two of the biggest ones. There's probably a lot of other things that you can do, but these are the two of the ones which really really stand out. And I think what stops us investing in the future bank is that whole emotion of uncertainty. We're like, oh, is this going to work out? Is this going to bring in revenue? For example, let me just give you an example of when I was starting out. I used to do cold calling. It's not something I really recommend. It can certainly work, but I don't think it's the most effective way of doing things. But I used to do cold calling when I started out, and that was very much make the call, generate the appointment, go and get the sale. So then I got some guidance to create a special report, and from that special report, create a sales page, or create a squeeze page, and a sales page, and get some traffic to that to that website. So I went and did that, and as I was doing it, I was thinking, oh, this feels like it's a waste of time, or I'm not sure whether this is the right thing to do, or whatever. But as I was writing that special report, because I couldn't see the revenue, when I cold called, I made so many cold calls, I made an appointment, and out of so many appointments, I made a sale. It was highly inefficient, but I was fairly certain I was going to get some revenue from that. Now with this process of the squeeze page, sales page, or special report, and then directing people to a sales page, I wasn't sure of that. But since I've done that, that's become the system which took my business to a whole new level and made my business magnetic. So it's really, really, it was a very, very powerful process. Probably 20,000 people now have received that special report. It took me several hours to write, obviously, but it's certainly paid for itself far more than making the cold calls would have done at the time. It's the same process. When I think about, this is where, let's say, breaking down, let's say hypothetically you decided, okay, I'm going to create, a whole heap of YouTube videos to get traffic. Now, one of the things you would do, I would suggest doing in that first is to say create 100 videos. So you create 100 videos. I mean, ultimately, you probably want to create 1,000 videos, but you might create 100 videos and then do some tracking. And what you may find with the tracking, just say hypothetically, is that for each video, that you send out, it gets 300 views. Let's just say hypothetically over a lifetime, so it gets 300 views. It gets 20 clicks, and out of that 20 clicks, it generates one sale. This is on average, and that one sale is worth $200 profit to you. Now let's say each video you create, so you're just creating these quick videos, takes you 20 minutes to do. Now what you could say, you could be creating, there's two ways you could look at it. You go, oh, I'm spending all this time creating videos and I'm generating absolutely no revenue. And that doesn't keep you very motivated to keep creating these videos. But if you take it another, if you look at it from a future bank scenario, you look at this and you basically say, well, for each video I create, I generate one sale, it makes me $200 profit, and it takes me 20 minutes. Therefore, in 1 hour, I am generating, it's taking me 20 minutes per video, I do three in an hour, I make $200 per video, I am making $600. Now that revenue, you're probably not going to see today or tomorrow. You might see it 3 months from now, you might see it 6 months from now, you might see it 12 months from now, you might see it 3 years from now, you might see it 5 years from now. But I don't know about you, but there aren't many professions out there where you can go out and just generate $600 an hour. If you're a doctor or you're a lawyer or whatever, there aren't many professions where you can generate that sort of income. So what you're getting, what you're actually generating from doing that is you generate this $600 an hour, but it's not necessarily going to come in today. So by having that future bank mentality, you'll stay motivated to keep doing it. And obviously you've got to crunch your numbers and make sure that's what it adds up to on average. And that will keep you motivated. And if you knew that and you go, oh, I make $600 an hour creating these videos, you would probably create, three videos a day and sit down for an hour, create those videos, add them up. Sit down for an hour, create those videos, add them up. And then after a year, you'd have 750 videos up online and you'd be a perceived expert. Plus you'd be generating, a stack of revenue. So just keep that in mind with the whole future bank.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.